Okay. Okay.
Interesting start of the meeting.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, yep. I see that's fine, yeah.
Well, it's just something that he had mentioned in the previous, like just to sort of have a prototype together and sort of saying that, you know, we could potentially do that.
Yeah, we could. This could be just some a little just describe some screenshots or something.
Yeah, sure. Like the thing is, I was thinking even the stuff that I was doing, just throw the screenshots in there when you talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, you can either have, and we can just ignore that bit, or you can have. Yeah, you can either have it says screenshot there and stuff. But you can either have screenshots by the thing, each one, or have just a bunch of them in one section. Yeah, I've written the topic segmentation one. That should be all right. Do we? I think Pernilla should do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. She's only going to tell us we got it wrong anyway. I'm only joking. You can perfect it and then sleep food, sleep. Sabotage it. Yeah.
Are we actually
going to
attempt that?
No.
Nah.
It's a good thing to have to say we could what we could have done if we had more time. Good future work thing, isn't it? Sticking the conclusion with the final report. Should have we had more time, this is what we would have done.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
Yeah. 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 We don't think there's enough time. Or we felt there are more important things to do with our time than to worry about. Really. Yeah, that's a good idea. You have, should have a section, probably.
You haven't got a prototype GUI. Yeah.
Inverted file on target or something.
Yeah.
Well.
He doesn't have to know. I mean, I'm finished, but.
So I've only got 6 days to do the topic segment section as well. Jesus.
Yeah.
Speaker characterization. Jesus. Speaker characterization supposed to be done already. Yeah, 2 days ago. Give me a week and I'll tell you the answer to that. Maybe the speaker characterization may get slimmer.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably
really
we won't disappear it, yeah.
It's not gonna be difficult. If at least have all the information pop up that is already in the metadata.
Yeah.
That's gonna be good
work. Yeah,
true.
Yeah.
So it's definitely gonna be something.
Yeah, we won't make it disappear, but we might thin it down a bit. But we might not, you never know, we might have time. Depends on how things pan out really, yeah. The topic segmentation with LC Seg and textiles basically done. It just needs to be done. If you know what I mean? The tuned, search the parameter space, man, or something, and see what happens. Yeah, pretty much.
This is
sentences to when I'm done.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, you can write the sentences first as well. I mean, with the intention that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Done.
And also,
it's not, you know,
sometimes
hopefully
it's a bit
of
a motivating factor, too. I mean, you write
yeah.
down words and the ideas as well.
How about the underlying data for it? For the inverted file? How's that coming along?
Well, I still like struggling with Java stuff.
Yeah. It's coming along.
I think I was wondering about that is I haven't looked at it so much, but if in case now how you could do the like from the extract words that you did, like also in extract timestamps or
easy, yeah, just yeah, we just when he pulls up the segments,
yeah.
Part of that one of the attributes. If you do get attributes, call the method called get attributes. It returns a list of attributes. Search through those, and then it just you can that will tell you what attributes it's got.
Okay.
And then you can either do it automatically, or you can just hard code and say, look, get me the timestamps. So you just say get attribute and put. I think the method's called get attribute, and just it's called start time and end time. And that'll tell you the start times and end times. I think it returns a double.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on the non-write elements. The object is a non-write element, I think.
Okay.
That should tell you what it is.
Separate result panes for each of those, or do we want them all in one pane with like an icon or a different color or something to indicate what type of result they are, so that when they you know click on that, it's going to go to the relevant thing. Like just if they check all three, say topics,
mm-hmm.
something
yeah,
blah, blah,
yeah.
have three different windows come up, or three like some.
Well, at
some
the moment, is there at the moment is there a window that comes up, or is that a second result pane, or is that you know window a bit larger?
I thought what we sort of discussed last week was to have it sort of on the same window, so beyond the search window, the bottom half of the search window.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we still want to keep it that way, but that's what we're going to be working
yeah.
on. So it's just like you click those and just rolls up, yeah, splits
yeah.
that thing into
yeah.
two or three, whatever it is, one, two, three,
mm-hmm.
and then which ones you check. And then, so if you want to do it that way, you know, like it probably doesn't matter too much. Just trying to think if there's going to be any other
yeah.
issues down the road.
Well, you confused me. Do you have three separate windows for the three separate different types of results?
Just result panes.
Okay, not three different. Okay, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. okay, right, yeah.
So it's just when we click, you know, topics and summaries.
Yeah.
So what we want to search now, what group, yeah, there'll be two result panes.
Yeah, or tabs or something. Yeah, yeah,
you
three panes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and
so the summary and the topic.
Yeah.
And the
yeah, that's true.
Mm. So, or we could just put them all into one result pane.
Yeah.
On the same window.
I mean, we could order them by meeting, for
example.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess that was the other thing, whether we want to have this reorder by.
Yeah, well, I mean, if
so that's
you know, that's
y-
in the second step. The first question is do we
yeah.
want to order them? How do we want to order them in the first place?
Yeah. Probably by meeting makes more sense.
called a night text pane or something, isn't it? Is it? Text area or something,
yeah,
something like that. Yeah.
Non-text area.
Non-text area. Mostly yeah. Things are called nom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's nom anyway?
Night object model, I think. Night object model, I think. That's what I mean. But the removing the disfluencies, have you done anything with that yet? Anybody? Because I was wondering how we're going to write it back to HTML, I mean XML, if we did the processing, writing it back to XML.
I think we were
seems
trying to have that as words, like not as XML, just sort of
as a blob of text. Text file. It will very much limit what you can do with it if it's not in XML format. That's the problem. There is some bizarre method that puts things back into XML format.
Why do we want it in XML though? I mean, I thought we just selectively write the XML that we've got.
What?
So as opposed to...
Oh, select what we want. Just take bits of the XML.
Take
certain segments.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Certain
segments. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All
right.
Store it
at all, okay. That
yeah,
it says something different there, that's what.
Oh, right.
Then written to a file and a commando, she said it would ever be done. But that will mean that you can only do things on actually no, because you can do things on word level. So yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it will.
Well, how would we display them? Like, if we did take disfluencies out and just, you know, create a text file with the disfluencies?
It would just be a blurb, like a summary. It won't look like, it won't say speaker X says this, speaker Y says that, speaker Z says this. And yeah, then it will look ugly, probably, because it will look just black and white, unless you want it dark coloury. No, I don't think that's. I think that's true.
I mean, these meetings are not endlessly long. It's just words, and to print all of them out selectively.
It does it on the fly anyway, doesn't it? So.
Yeah.
So then it just goes through and says, if this word equals that, don't print.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of if statements. Yeah, you probably could actually. That's probably not that more difficult. You just think fatten the code out a bit.
Yeah.
It would be the same thing.
You know, the good way of doing it not together is that if someone doesn't want to look at the you know, the chop file,
then they can. Yeah, exactly. Shouldn't they? It's just they'll just be if statements, won't they? They're very fast if statements, aren't they? And this is loads of if statements. What's that? I wouldn't want to have to put it back into XML with Java. Even trying to read it in XML with Java was complicated enough. I gave up doing that completely and just devolved back to Knight stuff because it was much, much, much easier. So if we can do it with Knight stuff, do it with Knight stuff, I think. Otherwise, it's going to be Java trying to do it. It was just so complicated. It was ridiculous. Couldn't believe it. You have to start defining object models like the Knight thing and getting all bizarre, weird things like that. It was mad.
Well, I mean, yeah, why don't you put both of those ideas into that program and say you'll have a look at both or something if you want to do it. I personally don't want to mess with writing files or anything at the moment. I want to do it superficial.
Like the thing that I was thinking there as well was that once it's done for doesn't make any difference really either way to me. So if it's fast enough on the fly, then sure. That's about the only issue I have with on the fly, whether it's fast enough.
Yeah.
I expect it will be.
Especially with Java and things like that. If it's loading the file, then it's processing.
Well, it has already loaded it.
Yeah, it's after it's loaded it. It's just a for loop, really. It should be fine, yeah.
When it runs out of memory.
Yeah. Yeah, I included a future work in my own section, but I said what I've done so far and what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well,
and some issues. And then that was I think you lose
what
the.
You
might lose a bit of continuity if you do that, though. That's what I was thinking. Sometimes it's easier to have the top in its own intersections, if you see what I mean. So you talk about speaker characters and you see what you've done. Goals or something bullet points. Yeah, because if you have a discursive thing here and then another discursive thing there, if they're not together, you lose a lot of the continuity, I think. So apart from that, yeah.
Yeah.
You stick it together, she'll shine it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Devo.
Good job, you reminded me. Yeah.
Yeah. 12 days, alright, yeah. How much of a light are you having?